From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It is closing argument time on the eve of Super Tuesday. 10 states are voting, and hundreds of Republican delegates are on the line.
One of the most heated battles is in Ohio. A week ago, Rick Santorum had a substantial lead in the polls there. Now he's in a statistical dead heat with Mitt Romney. Both of them are campaigning today in Ohio. In a moment, we'll hear Santorum's closing arguments, first to NPR's Tamara Keith, who's traveling with the Romney campaign.
Mitt Romney's pitch is straightforward. The economy is struggling, and he's the right guy to help.
That's what I know. That's what I've done. The experience I bring to this campaign is experience about the jobs that Americans need.
Gregory Industries in Canton, where he made his first stop of the day, transforms huge rolls of steel into highway guardrails.
So what we're going to go see now is our splitter. There you go, as splitter as I got.
Romney told an audience of supporters and company employees that the steel manufacturer has succeeded because it kept its focus on what it knows. Romney is also making a point of focusing on what he knows.
And I look at this campaign right now, and I see a lot of folks all talking about lots of things. But what we need to talk about to defeat Barack Obama is getting good jobs and scaling back the size of government, and that's what I do.
Romney strategist Eric Fernstrom said on the factory floor, this approach is working for the campaign, a campaign which has scheduled most of its events in areas of Ohio that have been hard hit economically.
I think one of the reasons that Mitt Romney has been surging this past week is because he's boots on the ground in Ohio, conducting events, spreading his pro-jobs message.
The reality is, a Romney win in Ohio is far from certain, despite all the time he's spent campaigning here, 4 out of the last 6 days. Fernstrom is confident, but he's not predicting victory.
No state is a must-win state. I can't predict how many states he'll win, but he will win a majority of delegates. That's how we've planned his time, and so we're looking forward to a good day.
That's because all 10 states voting tomorrow are awarding their delegates proportionally, which means even without winning, Romney can scoop up delegates. Perhaps not coincidentally, today he's campaigning in areas where his chief rival, Rick Santorum, failed to qualify for the ballot and won't get delegates. Tamara Keith, NPR News, traveling with the Romney campaign on the road between Youngstown and Zanesville.